Starting next year, the 3-day grace period for returning mail-in ballots will no longer be in effect, as on Tuesday, the Kansas State House and Senate voted to override Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill that mandates that voters must return their ballots by 7 p.m. on the day of the election. The Senate passed the bill on March 14th and sent it to Governor Kelly for her signature. However, she vetoed it on Monday. The following day, on Tuesday, the Senate voted to override her veto with a vote of 30-10, and the bill was then sent to the House, where legislatures also overrode it with a vote of 84-41. However, previously, voters had a 3-day grace period to submit their ballots, provided the ballot was postmarked by Election Day. However, beginning January 1, 2026, any voter who requests an advance voting ballot must return it by 7 p.m. on Election Day. A fight over who should get the most access to some hunting permits in Kansas has made its way to the State House, where lawmakers are taking sides on whether to limit certain out-of-state hunters to just 3 days a week. Winfield Representative Webster Roth, an opponent of the plan, said as it stands now, it could cost Kansans millions in tourism dollars, as this bill actually impacts the entire state of Kansas, and it impacts all hunters in Kansas by raising their fees. Roth is against the proposal to raise the cost of hunting permits and confine non-Kansans to hunting waterfowl on public land to just Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Senator Virgil Peck, who is for the plan, said the reason this legislation passed the body was to protect Kansas's in-state waterfowl hunters to give them more opportunities to hunt some of the better places. He said they were also having a problem with some of Kansas's migratory birds changing their flight patterns because of excessive hunting in certain areas. Lawmakers working the bill in the Kansas House had a lot of concerns about how much it might cost Kansans. Representative Dale Helwig said if they want Kansas to be a destination for hunters, why would they restrict waterfowl hunting for just out-of-state hunters to only 3 days a week? State representatives had planned to work on the proposal more next year to figure out a way to protect Kansas's access to hunting sites without costing the state too much money. However, Senator Peck wasn't willing to wait, adding the proposal to another hunting bill under debate last week. Senators approved the amended idea with an overwhelming majority, just 3 voting against it, which set it up to be an argument with the Kansas House. On Tuesday, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encouraged job seekers and employers interested in construction careers to take advantage of an upcoming virtual job fair that is hosted by Kansas Works, and the sector-specific fair will be held from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, April 9th. Tolan said as Kansas continues on and a strong trajectory of economic growth, there has been a corresponding increase in new building construction across the state. So many employers are eager to hire hardworking Kansans ready to fill the many open construction roles and at the same time build a new and better Kansas. The virtual job fair allows anyone searching for a new position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating employers. The virtual job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodation by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation. And for more information and to register, you can visit kansasworks.com.